So we are now going to visit with our second guest. He is an author, and as I said, he is actually out right now as we speak with Ring Life on Fire. We are catching him en route to a new meeting. His name is Jack Canfield, and he is the author of Blessed by Chadsey. So Jack, welcome to the show.
How are you doing, Bonnie?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Absolutely perfect.
Great. And you're in New York, I understand?
I'm on the way today. I'm not there yet.
Fabulous. Oh, what a great time of year to visit.
It's going to be interesting. We're going there to meet with producers of Today's show, Early Show 2020, and hopefully they would like me as much as you did and put me on their show.
Wonderful. Oh, well, we'll use the law of attraction, and we'll intend that for you.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about your book, Blessed with Tragedy.
It starts off as me being just a normal workaholic guy, putting logic. I was in the IT field, and I guess the law of attraction decided my destiny was going to be different. I've always been a positive thinking man, but upon my first child's birth was premature. She came out at 25 weeks. She came out at 1 pound, 12 ounces. And that made a life-altering change in me where I have to now go around and use all the knowledge that I've gained for positive thinking and help parents get through these things, because it's one of the worst possible situations that you could imagine, sitting there helpless watching your daughter have to learn to breathe, have to learn to drink milk, have to learn to eat, have to learn to digest, everything that you take for granted she had to do. And the amazing thing is, I watched her succeed, much like your law of attraction and all the other successes that you talk about. She didn't read any book. She didn't attend any seminar, but she had within her the ability to overcome and adapt and conquer these issues. And that's where I came up with the natural success principles. By sitting beside her bed 12 hours a day every day, I witnessed that everything you need to succeed is inside you before you were born, because she came out before she was really born.
That is such a fascinating concept. I can relate. You know, you and I actually just got connected today through my best friend Amber, who's been on the show before. So I didn't get to research, but I saw your title and I thought, I can't wait to talk to him, because my story, the reason I got into personal development is that I lost my mother after a long illness and saw what she went through, and literally said the night of her service to my girlfriends, I said, all I want to do for the rest of my life is help people. And I really relate to your mission, and it's such a, my belief too is that everything that I experienced and everything that I went through, it was for a purpose. I believe in sacred contracts through life or through death. It's that these people, whether it's a parent or a daughter, come into your life to teach you, because you have this lesson to spread. And I really commend you for taking that, because it would be a very tragic thing. I can't even imagine what that would be like. But to turn that around and to touch others' lives is truly extraordinary.
Well, like you say, it was difficult. I mean, she did actually die twice, and watching your own daughter die twice is an amazing situation. And the one thing that actually pretty much made me do the flip and the life-altering change was one of my best friends was very upset that this happened to me, because I'd always talked about having the perfect child, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I always thought about having a boy, too, and she turned out to be a daughter. I always thought about having the perfect everything and how it was going to go just fine, and then all of a sudden, within 13 days, we went from, you know, diapers to doctors. He said to me, it happened to you because you were the one that can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very powerful.
That is very powerful. That is,
you know, that you're a nice guy and all, but somebody sent you this situation because you are the one that can deal with it.
That is such a great point. I believe that as well. Like, you know, you hear the saying that God only gives you what you can handle, and I really believe that's true. And I really, you know, in the industry that we're in, you just meet some extraordinary people that have had some crazy circumstances, and they've been able to turn that around and really touch other people's lives.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the book and what the readers can expect to learn if they're reading it.
Well, the amazing thing is they actually get a father's point of view in this situation. A lot of premature books and premature stories is the mother goes through the situation and then goes and tells the world, or at least, you know, tells a circle of friends. I'm going around telling everyone how I witnessed what I was telling you, the natural success principles, and expanded it past just the prematurity area. I know that parents are going to go through a struggle when they have a premature child. There's 10,000 premature babies born every week in this country.
Wow.
That's 10,000 mothers and fathers that are going to hit this same situation every week. Every minute, I've got someone that I need to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So I started the Early Journey Foundation back when my daughter was born in 04, and it has sat dormant until now when I finally got the book finished. And I'm trying to make that the front line for prematurity. And that means when you have a premature child, you call in and we'll send you a book. And it's not my book, it's a premature book to help you figure out all the things that the doctor's going to throw at you. And then we want to help you along the way. If your child gets to a stage where he wants to look at a mobile that I used, we give it to you. If child gets to a stage of the bottles that I use, we give it to you. I want to get to that point. And so you learn the steps in the book of how I went through this. And it's in a blog format because the only people that can go into NICU is a mother, father, and grandparents.
Okay.
So the extended circle family that you have, I used blogging and photos on a website to give that information to everyone that could not see her. I mean, there were people in my family that took 2.5 years before they saw her.
Wow. Amazing. I think
so
that's such a... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. So, well, in the blog, I mean, in the book, you get to sit beside me every day and re-experience it every day as if you were right there with me because I'm telling you exactly what happened as it happened.
Well, and that's so important because, again, having gone through an illness with a family member and lost somebody, it's something that you're not prepared for. You have no idea. You don't know what it feels like to sit at a hospital, you know, 20 hours out of the 24 every single day and what you're supposed to be thinking and feeling and focusing on and how to help that person. And it's fascinating to me that, you know, that's really, as they say, when the rubber hits the road, when you find out where your true friends are. But you really need that support because there's no formula. I mean, you know how to have a baby. You've taken classes. You go there. You know what to expect. But if something like this happens, you know, you really do need what you've created, someone to hold your hand, to be there beside you, to say, this is what this means when the doctor tells you that. Because, you know, I've been on the receiving end of information sometimes, and it's just, it doesn't make sense. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to assimilate it or process it. So I think that's just incredible that you've created that resource for people that are, you know, in that phase and experiencing that.
Well, luckily I had the IT background prior to this, and I knew how to go and find this information. It's mm-hmm. out there. All the information's out there, and everybody has, you know, access to all the information in the planet now. But what I'm trying to do is condense a place to go and get and obtain this information. That's very important.
Right. Okay, great. So how do people find your information if they're experiencing something like this or if they have a family member that is experiencing something similar?
Two ways right off the bat. The first way is earlyjourneyfoundation.org. You can go there, enter your email, and you become, I say that I've had a premature child, and we take care of you right off the bat. The second thing is PremiQs. It's a website we just started, and it's a bulletin board forum kind of website. So that's PremiEsQs, QS.com. Because preemies is short for premature children. That's what they call them in the NICU.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the first two steps you take whenever you have a premature child or know someone that has a premature child, because I don't know about you, but it probably hasn't hit you firsthand, as you said, but you probably know someone who at least knew someone that had a premature child.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least one direction away from you.
Sure. Yeah, my best friend, she went through it with her brother. Same thing. He was a pound and a half at birth.
And, right, and that's an amazing story every time.
Right, it is.
The Blessed with Tragedy book is now a series. We're taking stories from other people, and we're going to keep this series going, and we're going to put 50 stories just like mine in every book and come out with it every time I get 50 stories. It could come out every month. I don't care.
Wow, fantastic. Well, that's the thing, and I think the beautiful thing, you know, we talked about, I think it was last week or the week before, you know, how these days everyone just wants to talk about the negative. You know, there's so much information, the price of gas, the housing crisis, everything that's going on. But in my point of view, just as if you are faced with something like you've been faced to, it's also a time when the most beautiful and just special people and things happen in life, miracles, truly. And I think that, you know, it's so beautiful to focus on that rather than focus on how horrible this is and the situation. It's like times like this where someone like you or someone that's been through it before can show up as a resource and help and really get people through it. There seems to be an abundance of that. At least that's what I experienced with my mom's passing. There's just an abundance of amazing people that come forward, you know, when people are faced with tragedy. So, again, I really commend you for taking that direction and for sharing this resource.
Well, you're exactly right. A lot of people just sit there and they stew in their own, you know, despised time period. And when they could actually just try to find the positives, like you say, you have to find the positives every day. You have to make sure that you're going to get out of the situation what lessons are being taught to you in this situation. And if you don't look for them, you'll miss them.
Right. So what would you give, what are three tips that you would give to a parent that just recently had a premature child?
The first step is you have to get informed.
Mm-hmm.
That's the very first step, because you have to make decisions for your child that are life-altering, and you have to be prepared for that. So you have to get your emotions also ready for that. And one of the things that I did, I asked my doctor, I said, any major decision that I have to do for her, could you please, if at all possible, give me the evening? And that way he would ask me, okay, you need to decide this, this, or this, and I would come home and I would research. I would stay up all night long. Mm-hmm. And then I would come to him with studies, and I say, this study gave me a 20% chance. This study gives me a 40% chance. This study gives me a 60% chance. I'm going to go with the 60. And then I would always ask him. I said, if it was your daughter, what would you do? And he would always say, you did the right thing.
Wow.
At least in my case, he said that. So you have to make sure your emotions are ready for that. And once you make that decision, you can't go back.
Right.
You can't change the past. So along with getting your emotions ready and getting your knowledge that you gain, you have to be ready to not look back.
Okay. What else? What are two other tips that you would give to people that just recently found themselves in this situation?
Go to Preemie Q's, definitely, mm-hmm. and start writing what's going on, and I can help you. That's my place where I'm going to be answering anybody's questions. So that's going to be part of that. So that's part of that gaining the knowledge and getting the help. Second, you know, get with the Early Journey Foundation, and we'll help you out through the process. We'll send you the book that you need right off the bat that gives you a cornucopia of information for prematurity. It's a very in-depth book, and you can use it as like a resource guide. You don't have to read it straight through. And then, of course, I'll send you my book, too, which you can then get all the highlights and the humor and the daily aspects of how it's, they call it a roller coaster ride in the NICU, and it's not really a roller coaster ride in my opinion, because the roller coaster ride to me is fun. I like going down the hill and then going up the hill and then down the hill again. But in the NICU, it's more like the ride where you're at the top and then you drop all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I would describe it, because you're having a great day one day and then the next day you're not having a great day. And you have to be ready for that up and down. So those tips are very, very important.
Okay, that's great advice. And the last question, why don't you tell the listeners again how they can find your work, just one last time in case anyone just joined us.
Okay, it's the earlyjourneyfoundation.org is the nonprofit foundation that wants to help them out.
Okay.
Preemie Q's is the website for questions off of that I will be answering. We're trying to get a compendium of doctors, nurses to get on here and answer, and other premature parents to answer. You can go on there and ask questions and answer questions. So it's that kind of thing. It's like our own little world right there in Preemie Q's. You can see my daughter's story at jonnasjourney.com, J-O-N-N-A-S, journey.com. You can see all her pictures from day one to year two.
Okay, wonderful. And the last question I ask all guests, and what is your personal philosophy after everything you've been through, everything you've learned, what's your philosophy for living life on fire?
I am living my life on fire because I am coming out there to help in any way I can with A, prematurity, B, parenting, C, fathering, and D, revealing your success that's hidden inside you that you must reveal. So I am going to help millions and millions of people on Earth because, like I said, I have a premature parent that I have to help every minute. And then I have parents that are having problems with their kids every day. And then I have fathers who have stopped being fathers every day. And then I have everyone else that I can help reveal the success.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much. I wish you so much luck. It sounds like you've got some really great stuff lined up for New York and some great exposure so you can help even more people. And thank you so much for making the effort today and being available. We really appreciate you spreading your work.
Thank you so much for having me. It is a great thing that you're doing with the Live Your Life on Fire. That is such a great concept.
Thank you so much, and I hope to meet you one of these days soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, take care, Jack.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You are listening to Live Your Life on Fire. I am your host, Bonnie Bruder, and we are going to go to another quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will wrap up and talk a little bit more about the Law of Attraction.
Want to live each day as if you are on fire? You have an upcoming event that you need a speaker for. A professional speaker, a published author, life coach, and hypnotherapist, Bonnie Bruder will share techniques used to overcome fears and accomplish any goals imaginable. A seasoned veteran of leading firewalks all over the world, Bonnie will inspire, motivate, and entertain your audience as she teaches the keys to living your life on fire. She uses a customized approach and tailors her presentations to your business or organization's needs. If you're ready to live your life on fire, call today to book your event at 415-302-5263. That's 415-302-5263. Or email her at bonnie@theonecoaching.com.
Listening live right now, join the party. Visit our chat room at contacttalkradio.com.
Do you need some extra motivation? Are you trying to lose weight, train for a race, quit smoking, get over a breakup, and deal with life's trials and tribulations? Your best friend called can help. You can have your very own life coach in just 3 minutes a week for less than the price of a latte. Every week you will receive a 3-minute motivational video in your inbox that will motivate and inspire you towards your goals. The videos are from Bonnie and a special team of experts from the personal development industry. You will be amazed at what you can accomplish with the support from Your Best Friend Called. Register now at www.yourbestfriendcalled.com and start receiving your calls this week.
Welcome back to this edition of Live Your Life on Fire. I am your host, Bonnie Bruder, and today we have visited with two incredible authors, Brett Marchant with Get the Picture, who reviews movies like The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know, and Jack Hatfield, who has a book called Blessed with Tragedy and is out there moving and shaking and helping parents that have a premature child and letting them know to get support and resources to deal with that. And I just wanted to wrap up again talking about the Law of Attraction. This weekend I was with a bunch of friends out in Palm Springs for our roving reporter, Mr. Andrew McCauley's wedding. And, you know, as wedding, there's a lot of love and a lot of emotion flowing. And it really got me thinking that there's so much to this Law of Attraction. You know, as I was sitting back listening to the toast, here was this lovely man who was on one side of the world, you know, doing his thing. He had left a job in the bar industry and become this crew director for a personal development country and was really just being himself and following his passion. And then all the way on the other side of the world here in America was this beautiful newscaster who had decided she didn't want that career and was going back to school to become a psychologist and, again, following her passion and following her dream and getting involved in personal development, and somehow was needed over in Australia, so they flew her over to this event, and lo and behold, Andrew ended up being the crew director, and Lila was on his crew, and they headed off, and he showed her around town, and, you know, the next thing you know, the rest is history, as they say. And it was just such a beautiful thing, and knowing these two, I know a bit about their belief systems, and I know that they're both people that are truly dedicated to the Law of Attraction, and living your best life and really being out there and helping and healing people. And it was just so eloquent and so lovely to see this couple come together and to see people, you know, fly from all over the globe to support them and to support that. And I share that story with you not only to let you know where Andrew is today. He's lounging by a pool in Palm Springs at a barbecue, so that's why we don't have him calling in. But really to impress upon you that if you are following your dreams and your passion and you're living life on fire, there's no way you can't get the things that you want in life. I mean, it's an absolute given if you just start to focus on what you want to attract in and really let go of all the negative thoughts and the negative beliefs, that everything is absolutely possible. I mean, if these two could literally bump into each other, you know, in a world of billions of people and find true love, then that is possible for you. And I encourage you again to please check out my products, not only because I created them and I love them and I really believe wholeheartedly in their success, but I have utilized them, my best friends have utilized them, you know, thousands of people over the globe have used these tools and techniques to really attract in anything that they desire. You know, the Remember Forward that's in all four of my books, it's in the Vision Board Kit and the Manifesting Kit videos. It's something that is so truly powerful. You know, Brent touched on it a little bit. The movie The Secret touches on it. And it's really, I believe, the most amazing gift you can give yourself. And that is really just focusing on what you want to attract. And what that concept is remembering all your hopes, wishes, and dreams as if they've already occurred. So I give you some fun tips and strategies and some games on how you can use those tools, but they really do work. You know, it's just mentioning to my producer, Rebecca, I'm here in L.A. right now working on a production, and I feel lucky. It's called Design Your Destiny, and it's a program where people come and they learn how to design their destiny and figure out anything that they want in their life. And by doing this, I really am able to, you know, to again, share the tools and see them in action. And as we speak, I'm waiting for my very best friend, Amber, who's, again, in all my books, and you've heard on the show, to fly in. And she is someone that has truly created everything that she could have ever wanted in her life, and it's all through using these Remember Forward techniques. So check them out. They're super easy to find. www.theonecoaching.com, and just click on books and products, and the link will take you to the cute store. Everything's pink and girly and fun, and it's really designed for women ages 18 to 38 to find clarity and happiness in their life. So I really, really thank you for spending this time with us today and for being here and getting to meet a couple people that are living their life on fire. Again, if you are someone that has been affected by a premature child, please check out Jack Chadfield's book, Blessed by Tragedy. You can find that on Amazon, and he'll be appearing on the Today Show and Good Morning America and a lot of other great shows in New York, hopefully this week. And again, I know you have many, many choices that you can spend your afternoon, so I really honor you and appreciate you for choosing to be here with us, and I hope that you will go out and live your life on fire. Next week, we have a very special guest for you. I'm so thrilled to announce Mr. John Gray, who is one of my heroes and idols and mentors as an author, as a human being, really, but as an author and a speaker. And so he is coming on the show, and he's going to talk about some of the differences between men and women and hormones and how we can deal with them. And he's going to share his new book, Why Mars and Venus Collide. So I hope you will join us for that next Monday at 1 p.m. For now, live your life on fire. Make it a great day.
You've been listening to Live Your Life on Fire with your host, Bonnie Bruder. Always remember, you are the one. Be your own best friend. For more information or to purchase your best friend called products, visit us online at theonecoaching.com. Live your life on fire.